Power 5 with us this morning from University of Florida Association of Black Alumni. We have Robin Hankerson. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Rodney?
Quite well. We also have Sal Richardson. How are you today?
Good morning, Rodney. Thank you. We're doing well.
Tell us about your alumni association here in South Florida.
So the University of Florida Association of Black Alumni is really an opportunity for alumni to get together, network, and really engage incoming Gators and students, Black students particularly in South Florida, who are interested in attending the University of Florida.
You have an event happening on Saturday
called Destination AB. It's a two-part event. So in the morning, what we're going to be doing beginning at 10 a.m. is we're doing a UF 2020 meet and greet. So this is an opportunity for the class of 2020 to come in, meet Black alumni, learn about the University of Florida, know what to expect, and, you know, really feel comfortable making their transition to the university.
So this is the incoming freshman class to the University of Florida, and you're going to meet them and encourage them.
We know that there's a very small amount of Black students that attend the university each year, particularly in South Florida. There's only about 340 of them. So we want to give them this opportunity to meet one another before they go up and make sure that they're comfortable building a network with the alumni here.
And this first part of your event on Saturday takes place?
The Fort Lauderdale Education and Research Center, located in Davie, 3205 College Avenue, Davie, Florida.
What time do you start on Saturday?
10 a.m. We want the students and the parents to come out. The University of Florida Alumni Association and some of the individuals from the University of Florida Admissions Office will be coming to town, so they'll be able to answer questions about financial aid, housing, college life, student involvement, and just making sure that they're making the transition, you know, and are ready to go. And we also encourage even students who may be in South Florida and interested in learning about the University of Florida, they can come out as well. You know, you might be a sophomore, junior, trying to decide where you want to go. You've heard about UF and you want to kind of network and meet, you know, some individuals that went there. So they're welcome to attend with their parents as well.
Before we get to the second part of your event on Saturday, give us a contact number.
954-816-3552. Again, 954-816-3552.
You also do something for the adults, and that's going to take place Saturday evening. Mr. Richardson?
That evening at 6:30 p.m., we're going to actually have the UFABA Gate Casino Night. The purpose of the casino night is actually to raise funds for scholarships for incoming students, the same students who that morning we will have introduced into the University of Florida process.
Where will this event take place on Saturday night?
Alpine Jaguar Showroom. That's located off I-95 at 6606 North Andrews Avenue.
In Fort Lauderdale, and since this is a fundraiser, what's the cost?
Their high school class is 2016, but their UF graduation class is 2020. We're taking registration fee of $20 for the class of 2020. But with that, of course, you also receive $250 in actual casino monies for the evening. We will have complimentary valet. There will be a DJ. There will be a limited open bar, along with hors d'oeuvres. The attire is casual. Planet Hollywood Casino Night than a Vegas Casino Night.
So no, I can wear my Gator shirt.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'd like to also mention that we do have a few sponsorship spots still available for those who are interested in advertising to the South Florida Gator community. Casino Night, the UF 2020 Casino Night.
So you start off in the morning with Destination ABA, and then you conclude in that evening at Alpine Jaguar with the Casino Night.
That's absolutely correct, Rodney.
The University of Florida Gator Nation in South Florida is strong. You know, many times we don't associate Black students with attending the university. We know it's fearful, but that we are here, we are a network. We have a lot of prominent Black Gators here in South Florida. George Allen, a trailblazer in Broward County and beyond. Willis Dean Lawson, the regional director for U.S. Senator Bill Nelson's office. Henry Green, who just hosted the passing of Corey Jones' funeral in West Palm Beach. These are all Gators. We really want, you know, individuals to know about the great individuals that come out of the University of Florida.
Well, much success Saturday with us this morning from the University of Florida Association of Black Alumni, Sal Richardson and Robin Hankerson. Thank you both.
Thank you,
Rodney.